Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our In Christ series is forgiveness, part 4. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Romans chapter 8 verses 33 and 34. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. And furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. In 1 John 2 and verse 1, the Bible tells us that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus. Advocates come into an equation when there is a legal charge, a legal issue. The implication of this being that sin generally evokes a legal situation in the spiritual realm. Sin isn't just a behavioral issue. There are people who are in generational bondage today because of sin. It is for this and many other reasons that it is unwise to trivialize sin. But I digress. Today, I want to drive home a point about forgiveness being an in Christ reality. Today's scripture tells us really powerful, liberating, and interesting stuff. It says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? God's elect there means those whom God has chosen. And you know that the Bible says that in Christ, we have been chosen. So the Bible is saying, who can bring a charge? And that is a legal term again, against anyone who is in Christ. The Bible doesn't leave us guessing. It answers that question. It is God who can bring a charge. What this scripture is saying is that God is the only one with the locus standi to bring a charge or an accusation in the spiritual court against the sinner. Think back to Psalms 51. David speaking says, against you, you only have I sinned. Yet we know that David offended other people, Uriah and all the rest. But he diagnosed his situation rightly as sinning against God. God is the only one with the right to bring a charge against anyone, especially anyone in Christ Jesus. Again, I want us to think in legal terms now. The law is designed in such a way that only those with requisite interest in a case can bring an action in court. I cannot wake up and decide that I want to sue for my neighbor and her husband to get divorced. The court is going to wonder what my business is in such a matter. In the same way, the scripture is telling us that God is the only one allowed in that court, the spiritual court, to bring a charge against God's elect. If you are not in Christ, there are others who can bring a charge against you. But if you are in Christ, no one else has the locus to bring a charge against you. So when Satan brings a charge against you, raise an objection immediately and say, you have no right to bring this charge. Only God can. And that scripture says that God who can bring a charge is the one who justifies you. What does justified mean? It means to show to be righteous, to impute righteousness on someone. So can the one who has declared you righteous now turn around to bring a charge against you? No. The next time Satan dangles an image of condemnation in front of you, tell him, tell the spiritual court that he has no locus, as the matter is now a family issue between God and his child. There is more in that scripture that we can unpack, but my time is up. So until the next episode, God bless you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.